Well, hello, everyone. Today, Keir Starmer is bringing together a summit of what he calls the Coalition of the Willing, around 30 countries, or so he says, who are going to be committed to posting quote-unquote peacekeeping troops in Ukraine should there be a ceasefire agreement. What on earth is all of this about? Well, in this video, I'm going to tell you my thoughts on what is actually happening here. And we're going to go back on some of the theories, like Brian Beletic's, that we discussed before, because I suspect we're going to be seeing the truth pretty soon. First of all, though, I'll just remind everyone, pick up a course at the Academic Agency. Trivium is the bestseller. Foundations of Shakespeare, university level course for a fraction of the price. From a world-class scholar. That's me, by the way. So what on earth is going on? Plenty of footage of Keir Starmer in military gear. He's pledged up to 10,000 British troops to Ukraine. They're saying that the joint European force there, with Macron pledging French troops and other members of the quote-unquote coalition of the willing, will be 30,000 strong. And as you watch this, this will be the news today that, you know, this summit has been brought together. And obviously, this puts a bit of a spanner in the works of the deal that Trump is trying to make with Putin. Trump has already signed, you know, after all the to-ing and fro-ing and the showdown in the White House with Zelensky, finally they've agreed, at least in principle, to this deal between Ukraine and the United States. Mandelson and the British government are, you know, happy with all of this as well, which should really, you know, make you think that not everything is quite what it seems. I mean, why is this man happy?
A country in which I have spent so much of my adult life and admire so much.
So what is going on? Well, 30,000 troops. Now, we talked before about the different theories. The theory of Alistair Crook was that this is a tripwire that is going to be used to trigger an escalation of the conflict. That is looking like it's a good theory, because what Starmer is saying is that it doesn't really matter what Putin agrees to, right? Whether Putin agrees to these troops going in or not, whatever rump state of Ukraine is left over pending any peace deal, they're going to stick 30,000 troops in there. And the basis for believing that is that, well, Ukraine is a sovereign country. If they invite 30,000 troops in, right, even if they're foreign troops, then that's up to them. And that is what sovereignty means. Putin clearly is not going to be happy at 30,000 NATO troops being in Ukraine. So it puts Putin in a basically impossible situation, because if he knows this is going to happen, he cannot sign any peace deal. So clearly what Starmer is up to is he's scuppering the peace deal. He's making sure that, you know, Putin cannot, like literally cannot sign any such agreement, because clearly, you know, this will be a red line for Putin. He's not going to accept foreign troops, especially NATO troops, on Ukrainian soil. He, one of his conditions is that he wants a neutral Ukraine when all of this is said and done. He wants the rat king, Zelensky, removed from the rodent throne. He wants a neutral Ukraine, and he wants the four oblasts, okay? He's been pretty consistent on that. And Starmer knows this, and he is basically scuppering the deal that Trump and is trying to make. And this is being framed by a lot of the kind of MAGA-friendly talking heads as a trap. However, what if this was the plan all along? What if Trump can basically go back to his base and say, well, look, the Brits have screwed this up for us. But basically, I've got no choice because, look, we put this deal on the table. The Brits did this, but Putin, he said he wanted peace and he doesn't because he hasn't signed the deal when all is said and done. So Trump can then blame Europe and say, well, actually, they can pick up the bill for this, you know, or Putin can finish the job, right? So it will give Trump a convenient out for the war not ending. Okay, and in the meantime, Starmer gets what he wants, which is the war not ending. I don't think that the it seems clear to me that the British government want this war to keep on carrying on. And Trump really, I just think he wants to put the bravest face on it, right? It's a knell, it's a loss for America, right? So he wants to try to make it look like he did everything possible to get peace, and then when it turns out that, you know, Russia has won the war or whatever, well, he's like, well, look, I tried to bring an end to this and it was scuppered by the Europeans or something like that. Now, if we go back to the Brian Balletic new Atlas analysis, which is the division of labor theory, Hegseth, if you remember, said he wants Europe to take a lead on this. John Healey, the British defense secretary, had a meeting where he said, look, you told us to step up. We are doing as you ordered us to. We're doing what you asked. This is basically his plan. So I think that the split between America and Europe on this is less than it appears, because whether Trump likes it or not, he surrounded himself with neocons, right? Rubio sitting there, he had a face like thunder in that meeting. But if you think, well, everything J.D. Vance does and everything Trump does is kind of theater, kayfabe, to sell to his base. So at least his base and the MAGA faithful can maintain the cope, basically, that Trump is true and he's being screwed by the quote-unquote deep state. Now, if you actually have a look at what has actually happened, Trump, after talking a tough game, actually ends up cucking quite a lot. And in this case, he did actually cuck to Lord Mendelssohn by signing the deal with Zelensky. When all was said and done, Starmer got his way, right? And we knew that that deal, the minerals deal, was a tripwire in the first place. The calculus doesn't change on that, right? So Alistair Crook was right on that. And the Brian Balletic analysis is still holding firm, right? Until the Americans and Trump, which he can do at any moment, by the way, comes out and says, listen, Starmer, listen, Macron, enough of all this shit, enough of all this nonsense. We are America. NATO is our baby. You're not going to stick 30,000 troops in there, okay, over my dead body. He's not doing it. So we will have a resolution to this one way or the other coming soon. And at the moment, I'm not dead set on this because it's a developing situation, but at the moment, it looks like Starmer's getting his way, okay? Which ultimately means the war continues indefinitely. The war, because Putin is not going to come to the table with the threat of 30,000 troops, British and French and Rainbow Coalition troops going in there. Absolutely unacceptable from the Russian point of view. Gives Trump a convenient out to sell to his base. It gives Putin an out to sell to his base, and it gives Starmer and Zelensky and all of them an out to sell to their base, right? So everybody on the domestic front is kept happy, and the war keeps on going, which is ultimately, if you remember what Brian Balletic was saying, what America wanted, specifically the deep state neocons in America wanted, okay? Trump gets to save face, Putin gets to save face, Zelensky gets to save face, everybody's happy. Okay, so often these foreign policy entanglements end up with a basic kind of sell to a domestic audience, while in the geostrategic sense or geopolitical sense, nothing ever happens, i.e. the status quo ante remains. So far, Balletic and Crook are the ones, and I mean, to be fair, the Duran said Putin just isn't going to come to the table. He's going to finish the war on the battlefield. So Crook was right. The Duran were right. Brian Balletic was right. Everything else was cope. All right. I think that will do for now. I'll be over the moon if I'm wrong, by the way, and something happens to stop this senseless bloodshed. You know, that would be a nice thing. But as we know, in the real world, in politics, nice doesn't always happen. Often it's the worst thing that happens. Anyway, I hope I'm wrong, but we will see. Maybe, recently, my buddy Morgoth wrote an interesting article about the kind of longer-term geostrategic position vis-a-vis European defence, against the Russians, classic Mackinder kind of stuff as well. And I wanted to talk to that, but I think this story is kind of more important. Maybe if we have a quiet week this time next week, I will address some of the points that Morgoth had there. I think he made some good ones. And spoilers, I do actually think that it's good for Europe to rearm. I do actually think that's a good thing in the long term. In the short term, I think sending 30,000 troops to Russia is madness. It's absolute warmongering madness right now. But in the longer term, I do think I'm generally supportive of the rearmament, because as places rearm and as they are in charge of their own defense, they actually gain autonomy. This happened with the British Empire, incidentally, when the British Empire started talking about the colonies having to pay for themselves and pay for their own defense. It wasn't long after that all of the nationalist movements and all of the independence movements started. Fact is, the British Empire just couldn't pay for it. They were broke after World War I. That's why that policy came in. Maybe the Americans just can't afford it anymore either. That's what it seems like. There's a general austerity tightening of the belts across the board. I think it's because the economy is basically built on smoke and mirrors. Right, the American economy, everybody says it's strong and there's been this great divergence. Maybe this will be another video as well. It's basically all a big bubble, okay? Anyway, these are all topics for other videos. For today, what is Starmer up to? I think he's trying to scupper the peace deal. That's what I think he's doing. He's calling it a peacekeeping force. Everybody knows that, you know, it's the possible start of World War III. And Putin's not stupid. Right. And Trump is not stupid either. They all know that this, but I suspect Starmer's going to get his way on this. And both Trump and Putin will be able to save face in the manner that I describe. Trump by blaming it on somebody else, which is what he often does. And Putin by saying, well, look, you know, I can't agree to a deal where you're going to stick 30,000 European troops in Ukraine. Okay. Simple as that. Undisputed champion, the big winner out of all this, I think, is Brian Beletic, whose analysis has been absolutely spot on. I didn't want to believe her at first, but as things have been playing out, it's the only way to make sense, really, of the Americans' actions, of Trump's actions. Trump is just putting on a Punch and Judy show. Sorry to say it, kids, but it is where it is. All right, pick up a course at the academic agency, and I'll see you again soon. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.